Hello, everyone. It is Rory here at that Eurovision site, and we are continuing on our interviews for Supernova 2023. And this time around, I am so incredibly grateful to be joined by Adriana Miglena, I think is how you say it. who will be hoping to represent Latvia at Eurovision 2023 with her song "Like I Wanna." Sveiki, kā tevi iet?
Wow, that's really nice. Like real
Oh.
Latvian.
Oh, thank you. Paldies, paldies. you will be hoping to represent Latvia at Eurovision 2023 with your song "Like I Want." So I guess just to get us started, I guess could you tell us a little bit about the song and sort of how it came about?
Yeah, so my song "Like I Wanna," it's about the freedom. It's about like that we need to appreciate the little things in our lives. We can't forget about the like nice things that like are in our lives every day. So usually, you know, when it's like routine and everything, we just like we are sometimes mad, we are like sad and everything. So we forgot about the happy things every day. Like even if we wake up and drink a cup of coffee or a tea or whatever you love to do, you know, and the song is about that we need to collect our memories. Like when we will be old, when we look at that memories and that like what happened in our lives, you know, we need to like look and say, oh my goodness, like that was a nice life I lived, you know. So we need to be happy and yeah, to make them really nice memories, to like be happy about the life we have lived. So yeah, that's what about the song is.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I think that's a fantastic opportunity to sort of show off, like, oh yeah, like we need to keep on to these things for like when we're like 10, 20 years down the road, isn't it? So it's, I think it's a great sort of message for the song, actually. And it, you know, and with such a great pop beat as well, it just sounds so good. So I love it. I love listening to it. It's fantastic. So you took part in Supernova before. You took part in 2019, I think it is. So what made you decide to sort of come back to Supernova this year?
Well, I'm really glad about the experience that I have been in Supernova, but like that time I knew that like it wasn't my time, you know. It wasn't I wasn't ready. Like I felt like I needed to grow. So that was like kind of experience for me, but I'm really glad that I had that experience. So now I can say that I'm really, really ready. So that's why I knew that I want to be this year. Like, I don't know how it will go and everything, but like, I knew I want to be this year. So I just feel so ready. I just feel so ready to represent my country, to be in maybe on a big stage in Eurovision, you know? So I'm ready, yeah, for that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, to be fair, as sort of as you get like more professional as an artist, you know, like these things, it's almost like second nature. You kind of just kind of get so used to them. So no wonder it's just like getting more confident, getting more ready to take on the challenge of Eurovision, isn't it? And again, just having that opportunity to sort of promote your song, I guess, in Latvia as well is also a great opportunity as well.
Yeah, that's I think it's like an honor for like when you're a singer or an artist, like it's like a big honor. So I would love to have that honor to represent our country. So yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, fantastic. And I guess sort of listening to a couple of your other songs as well, like a lot of the songs are quite kind of poppy, kind of like it's quite like, you know, contemporary chart song, like kind of pop music, which is fantastic. It's great because it's like really accessible. So for "Like I Wanna," did you write the song sort of for you just as a song for you, or was it a song that you wrote specifically for Eurovision?
I would say it wasn't wrote like for especially for Eurovision or something. Like we just wanted to have that emotion to like put into music, that the message that I want to share with my listeners and everyone who like the song. So it's more like the feeling and the thoughts. So we hadn't like how a sign or a thought that this is the type of Eurovision song. Like no, that's not our case, you know.
Okay. Well, I guess that's good because it means, you know, you can sort of carry on as in like it fits perfectly with all the other kind of songs that you've sort of released, which is great, I guess. So like Eurovision is all coming up. I mean, did you ever have like any memories of watching Eurovision? Was it a big thing in your house? Or what are your memories or like favorite songs from Eurovision?
Well, I remember I was a little girl, and then, it was a super big deal to watch Eurovision. And I always remember when I thought, oh my goodness, that's like incredible to sing on that stage, to be with all those people, to like enjoy the moment, to give them a song, to give them a good like vocal and everything. So it kind of was always my dream. So now when I'm grown up, I know what it means, and even more and more, and every day I know that like I just want to be on that stage to like give people emotions and to give like a party, to have a fun, to have like all good things. Because I think that's the moment when you can like forget about problems and just enjoy the moment, like to feel the music, like with all your like soul and everything, like your body and everything, and I just want to give these feelings to my listeners.
Oh, that'd be, I mean, you're easily doing that with that song, honestly. I mean, whenever I listen to Like I Wanna, I'm just like, oh,
Yeah.
na-na-na-na. It goes off so well, like it's fantastic. So what are some of your like favorite songs like that have been in Eurovision?
Well, I really love the Conchita's performance. I love Italian group. It's Maneskin, I think. Yeah, in English,
Oh
yeah.
yeah.
They are, oh my goodness, that was because I felt that they are enjoying the moment. That's what I'm talking about. And as well, I loved when I don't quite remember the name of the song, but it was like a ballad. It was really, really nice. That was, I think, the winner of, I think it was 2017 or 20, like
Oh,
it was.
the Portugal song.
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. Oh yeah. Oh, this that again, like amazing choices, because like again, they're like in the moment, they like capture that sort of energy and it's so good. Oh, fantastic. So yeah, fantastic choices. I love that. That's great. So I guess sort of looking at some of your like at your songs, I guess, like I said, that they're quite sort of poppy, but which is really good, So like who are some of your musical sort of inspirations and influences?
Well, I've always loved Ariana Grande, so I think she's like in the vocal range, she's like perfect. She's like unbelievable strong and like the best live vocalist that I've heard, but like I could say on a vibe level, I really love Miley Cyrus because I love that she doesn't care what around people think. She's just like herself, She's just like crazy and awesome and kind, and everything about her is like so nice. And even now, when she split and she released the song, I can buy myself flowers, and the message about that, it's amazing. It's unbelievable. And I'm really sad for her ex-husband, because
Oh
that song just fire.
yeah. Honestly, his loss, I think that's definitely for sure, So, screw him, it's fine. But yeah, fantastic choices as well. And like you can definitely hear that in like your music now, actually, like listening to that, like these really strong female singers that are just like, yeah, like let's break the mold kind of deal, which is fantastic. So yeah, Supernova is sort of coming up now in the next kind of couple of weeks. I guess you're in the middle of sort of doing some rehearsals or preparing for it. Is there anything you can tell us about your performance in Supernova, or is it all just going to be kept a secret?
I can tell you that I have prepared a really nice choreography for my performance, and I think our team is really nice, and like our energies are matching really nice. So we will see how it goes on stage. I know it will be fine. I know it will be like really nice because I have the best girls in my team. But how it goes and everything about the performance, I will keep a secret because that will be interesting for you to watch, like what we have prepared for you.
Now I'm getting all excited about that. Now I'm hearing about it. It's like, oh, I think it's gonna pop off. It's going to be fire. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see what happens. So I guess, with Supernova coming up and then Eurovision afterwards, if you manage to win Supernova, how would it like what would it mean to you to represent Latvia at Eurovision?
That would mean for me, like I think that it would be like a best gift in my life because as I said earlier, like for me important is like to give the message. So if I could give the message to enjoy life and like to like even motivate Latvians because mostly they are sad because they really work hard and everything. So if I could like make happy them, like Latvians and maybe all Europeans and all over the world, like maybe some people, you know, even if I would make happy just one people, I would be so happy because I think then I would like do what I need to do. So it would mean for me that like not the winning and everything, but like just to be in that moment, like and just after that watch and to make Latvian proud of me, you know.
Oh yeah, and I mean again, by taking part in this, I think you're going to be making Latvians proud anyway. Thinking like such great kind of music that's in the selection already, it shows that the diversity of the music that's in Supernova already is just phenomenal. So it be very proud of where you are already, which is fantastic. And I guess also if someone listens to Like I Wanna and thinks, oh my God, this is fantastic. I need to check out some more of her music. What would be one song that you've released that you would tell other people to listen to if they like I Wanna?
Well, if they like a song like I Wanna, I have really soon coming out a new song, which I think it's the best one I have written. So just be please just be waiting because it's coming out really soon. So I think that will be the song who will like be a fire. Yeah, I'm sure about that.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued now. I mean, if it's anything like I wanna, I'm immediately going to be like putting it on
Oh,
the
it's
playlist. Like, let's go, you let's do it. Oh, lovely. And I guess sort of one final question. What would be your message to our viewers here at that Eurovision site?
I would love to spread the message that like we need to love each other, even like I don't mean the romantically way or whatever, but like we need to love each other because I think like really love, kindness, caring, and every good emotions. That's how we can live long. That's how we can like live like a fully life. So we have already our problems, you know, we have a lot of sad things going on, but if we will support each other and love each other, even if like I love you, you know, because we are all human beings. So I think that's really nice if we would do that.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, what a place to do it with Eurovision as well, like as the bubble of Eurovision, everyone's always really supportive of each other. So, you've made fans regardless at anyway from this. So, it's always something positive to be taken from this, which is fantastic. Great. So, yeah, paldies and unveiks me for the final, for the semi-finals. It's going to be fantastic. It's on the 4th of February, isn't it? The semi-final for Supernova, which is fantastic. So you can watch that on ltv.lv, which is fantastic. Is there any social media that we'd like for you to sort of people can get you on?
Yeah, I have an Instagram, so you can find me. Just type my name and surname. It's Adriana Miglan, so you can just maybe, yeah, write that down. And I have a lot of information there as well, so I'm sharing what I'm doing, how I'm preparing for Supernova, so everything. Yeah, so I'm quite open.
Oh, fantastic. That's going to be fantastic. I'm immediately hitting follow as soon as this is over. It's fantastic. But great. Thank you so much anyway. The absolute best of luck in Supernova, and fingers crossed you manage to make it to Eurovision, which would be fantastic. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.